Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards, a weekly Dungeons and Dragons actual play podcast. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me, in no particular order, are the players and their level 2 characters.
Brandon.
Playing Ikaruk Boomslay, Blood Hunter, Half-Orc.
Homo.
Hey, I'm Steve Tehuman, Human Ranger.
Caleb.
My name's Caleb. I am a Warforged robot named Kaitoa Tata.
Brayden.
I am Beleg Degar, Half-Elf Warlock.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards. Having dispatched the first wave of gnolls in the streets of the small fortified town of Lotmuro, the party then engages a second contingent of gnoll warriors at the open gates to the castle courtyard. After a brief and slightly bloody misunderstanding, the party recruits two guards to aid them, and as dead bodies begin to mount and the fight begins to escalate, Beleg Degar, Half-Elf Warlock, unleashes a cold blast of magical energy. Episode 8, High Frostality.
Frosty shit.
And Chip manages to murmur,
Magic! Who are you?
And they are looking directly at Beleg.
Oh. Yeah.
Who they see as Numbar, the, you know, new towns guard on shift they met about, like, I don't know, an hour ago. And Rook, you're up.
Okay, so we got Frosty.
We got Frosty, Jenkins. Who's Frothy, Deadface, and Jenkins.
Deadface and Jenkins. Who's the next in line next to Frosty?
So Droopy, we know, didn't make it, right? You sliced like an X on his back, and we assume he's dead. And so you have not met Noel, Spear Wielder.
Spear Wielder, okay. But Droopy and Jenkins are still there, right?
Yep.
Let's go for that damn Jenkins.
Okay, Jenkins has a nice jerkin. Roll your 2d20 plus...
Somebody's Five? Getting arrested. Yeah. Oh. dang. So my first roll is a 23, and the second one is a 17.
Both bam, hit. Bam.
Nice.
So now you go ahead and roll 2d6 plus 6. Is that right?
Plus.
Because 3 times 2.
2d3, or, yeah.
The more beer I drink, the more math I does.
2d6 and a plus
2d6.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
So I rolled the ones on both, so my plus.
Snake eyes.
Oh, well.
But plus.
Bit down, at least you hit.
Three six. On each, right? Yeah. So 8 total damage?
Yeah.
Yep. 1 plus 1 plus 6. Okay, so that was to Jenkins. Jenkins takes a mean couple of pricks and pokes from the orc as he jabs past the first two gnolls and picks the third kind of back in the row. Jenkins is bleeding from multiple wounds. Kaitoa.
Next one in line, Barbarian Rage. okay. A 1 and a 13 plus 5, so 18.
18 hits.
Okay. 6 plus 3 plus 2, 11.
11 damage. And you were going after Noel named? A Noel named?
I think Frothy's still on about. So, Frosty's guy in front of me.
Okay, a gnoll named Frothy.
Frosty slash Frothy.
You know, not only does he take a full-on blow from this great axe, driven by the, you know, piston strength of this construct, but being a little frosty, he shatters. Very Demolition Man style.
Nice.
And that's awesome. Frothy is more.
Frostality.
Yeah. Frostality.
High frostality?
Yeah.
Kip and Chip are dumbfounded. And Kip and Chip, just so you guys know, have now dropped their weapons. Knowles are up. And we have cowards. Deadeye. And we have Jenkins. And we have, dashing in behind them, Spear.
Son of a bitch.
They might be sponges for hits and die, and then we get another round of attack.
That bounced off a pint glass. Yeah. Does that count?
You heard it.
Oh, shit. Yeah. It's a 19. Oh, that counts.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Okay. And last but not least. Oh, fuck. Okay. So, one Knoll's going to take a strike at Kaitoa. 19 has hit. And 3 damage.
Down to 6. Oh, down divided by 2. Nice. So
and round and down.
No.
So only 1? Fuck, I thought we round up.
Do you round down?
I thought it we round up. Down.
Nope.
Okay, so Kaitoa 10 7. Minus 3, but actually minus 1, you're down to 9.
I was at, 9.
Oh, you were at 9 before?
Yeah.
Okay, 8.
Minus 3. Yeah, I'm at 8.
Okay. Second Knoll's going to take a slice of orc, but 10 did not hit. Correct, Brandon?
Correct, Amanda. AC 14.
And our spearman gets a very special attack. Mm. He's going to launch that fucking spear.
Oh, shit.
Son of a bitch.
At the mysterious town's guard.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, the simpletons aren't mysterious.
Okay. 8 plus 4 to hit. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Jesus. That does not hit. And a spear gets launched from this this knoll in the back. Flies through the air and Beleg. It goes right through your legs and buries itself in the cobblestones and
Belly
dirt.
Belly doesn't flinch.
Steve, you're up.
Does this Noel have another spear to throw?
He does not. He has launched his spear.
So he's kind of out of the spear throwing game. All right. I'm going to... shift my hunter's mark to the nearest knoll.
Okay, the nearest knoll to you is the spear guy. Spear knoll.
Yeah. He's taken 2.
He's got full first HP. One, he's careless with his HP.
First one's definitely missing.
Okay.
Shitty night for rolls.
Yeah. They're both missing. So, next turn.
I guess you're still throwing furbolg ammunition, furbolg train spikes.
Yeah.
So you see one of yours, Steve, hit the wall and kind of bounce off. And you see the other one just go a little wide of this knoll. And he looks up and take notices of you. Beleg, you're up.
All right. So which knoll is the closest to me?
Frothy's down.
Dead face.
Dead face.
Yeah.
Dead face is closest to me? Alright.
Fuck him up.
I'm gonna fuck him up. Well, I'm gonna do menial damage because I only have one spell slot left and.
Yeah.
Enchanted.
Cantrip the shit out of him.
Enchanted rod. I'm gonna hexblade him. Hexy stick him, sorry.
Okay. You crit on either a 19 or a 20?
No, yeah. I'm not going to curse him. I've already used my curse against first knolls. I'm really trying to stay true to not tricking you into thinking I have more spell slots or abilities.
Now, you could be able to pull that, but you'd have to roll a persuasion.
On the DM?
The recording never lies.
Exactly. But the so your Hexy Stick, what properties does it have?
It's a club.
Right. Oh, yeah, and it was the stick you grabbed from the woods. Yep.
Yeah. So I get to attack with charisma instead of...
Go for it. Plus three or five. Right. I don't know.
Plus five. So I rolled a 17. That's 22.
Hey-o!
All right.
Yeah.
That hits.
And that's 5 damage. And I apologize to the guards for breaking them.
Mentally. Breaking their brains?
Yeah.
So you turn around and do a little shrug or something?
Yeah. Sorry, boys. I'll tell you about it later.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault, man. It's not your fault.
Okay. Well, Kip and Chip are next in the order. And
do they drop their weapons?
Kip picks his weapon back up. But Chip is still... Well, let's roll for him. Let's give him a chance. Hold on.
Don't be gods.
Yeah, no, he got a one. His eyes sort of glaze over. He's still dumbfounded and just staring at Numbar.
That's Kip?
That's Chip.
Chip.
So Kip is looks like he may be ready for action next round. Rook, you're up. Oh, sorry, what was that?
Can I do... I noticed this mid-fight. Can I do an intimidation yell at him again? To just, like, get his shit together? And
sure, man. Roll that shit.
Yeah. Like, use a reaction?
Yeah. Roll a quick d20.
Oh, nat 20.
Nice. What do you yell?
I say, like, it's Chip, yeah. Chip! Pick up your sword! We're your only way out of here. Fight or die.
Fight or
take or
die.
Take or death.
Okay. Chip is hold on. He's got a stat block. He's got a whole backstory.
But a nat 20.
Let's see. Wisdom? Are you rolling against his intelligence?
No, I did intimidation, so right. I would think it's...
Oh yeah. No. Yeah, no problem. He may be ready next round to pick up a sword. You see a little, like a dark patch, appear in his tunic between his legs. This is the effect you have had on him, Kaitella.
Yeah, it was a little too frightening.
He's frightened into maybe picking up the sword. Well done. You made him soil his tunic.
All right, Rook. Well, at least he's going to fight.
You're up. And Rook, did you take some damage?
No. Not yet. I did right off the bat on the guard.
The first chunk of flash out of him. That's it.
What'd you take? 4?
It was a good hit.
Yeah, it was a good hit. Yeah. So, so we're with Jenkins and Drew Face, right? Yeah.
We have Dead Face, Deadly Serious, just Dirt took face. A hit. We have Jenkins, and we have the no longer spear wielder.
The spear wielder. So I've
no
taken
spear.
A,
no spear.
No spear now. Yeah. So I'm going to continue on, and I'm going to go after buddy who just threw the damn spear.
Okay, so you charge past.
Oh.
Jenkins, you're going for no spear. He's well within range. Roll 2d20s plus 5.
So first one definitely isn't going to hit because it's a total of 10.
Nope.
Yeah. Second one is a 19.
That hits. So 1d6 plus 3.
Oh, fucker. 4.
Worst rolls ever, man.
So your offhand...
I hit one not 20, but on a fucking check.
Your left hand connects, and your blade tastes no flesh just between the opening of his armor. You draw blood. Yep. Kaitoa, you're up. And now, given that Rook has left your side. You are now flanked by Deadface and Jenkins. Bellegg's a couple steps behind. Steve is still death from above.
What's the dude's name with the spear?
No spear.
No spear.
Mr. No Spear.
Yep.
Come join me. Take on No Spear.
I'm gonna go the old Dead Face.
Okay, Dead Face is right in front of you. You wanna take a melee?
Jerkstore's getting a fucking melee to the face. And I hope Steve saves me. okay. 14 plus 5, 19, or... 19.
That is roll damage.
Yep.
With that shining great axe.
What's that? 14.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Nice. Shit.
Did you max out on that?
9 plus 3 plus 2.
9 plus 3 plus 2?
D12, which I got a 9, plus my 3, and then the plus 2 for the barbarian. Rage.
Oh yeah, because you're still raging. You are, because okay. So this will be your last round of rage.
Yeah, I was gonna ask.
Yeah, totally. Okay. This dead face. Oh fuck. So 12 damage.
9.
Okay, he is bloodied, and you have you have cloven a ham-sized chunk.
I said 9, 10, 11, 12. 14.
It's 5, 14 altogether.
Yeah, 14, sorry.
The damage?
Yeah, 14. 9 plus 3 plus 2.
14. Okay, well, now it's not a ham-sized chunk. Yeah. Now it's a life-sized chunk. Yeah.
So, Deadface is dead?
Deadface is now fittingly dead.
Tired.
Jenkins. Right behind. So, Kaitoa, that was your move, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, Jenkins is going to pivot around and use his attack on the half-orc.
Oh, you run.
That hits, baby. 15.
Ah, son of a bitch.
These gnolls have given up on the construct. That proved fruitless. And come on, I still got some gnoll is lucky, he's going to take a bite. Let's take a look.
Swinging a
plus 4. Oh, shit. You take 5 damage, Rook. That is danger territory.
Wow. You got like 1 or 2.
So he had a plus 4. He took his bite move. He rolled a 1, but that bite turned it into nasty, and I guess he got a hold of something special there, Brandon. Maybe like a carotid artery, or maybe something. Yeah. I don't know. And you're down to 1 hit point.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No spear can charge up, and he is going to take a hit at the half orc.
Holy fuck.
When time stops moving for the City of Twilight and food begins to run low, the rest of the world enjoys their meals without a notice. Tensions grow high, and as hope dwindles, a brave few step up. The adventurers. But can they fix time? Or will they watch the city die?
Hi, this is Alicia from Chicks with Crits. We release episodes bi-weekly on Fridays.
Holy fuck.
Lucky for you, that's a 3. And he misses the mark, but he does come down with a rusty blade inches from Ekaruk's head. Because Ekaruk here has been seriously knocked backwards. Steve, you're up.
Okay, that guy that just jumped in gets a hunter's mark. And I'm going to throw two more daggers at, or two more of the spikes at him.
Okay, double-barreled Firbolg spikes.
First shot. Fuck, let's get this going. First shot is a 18.
Hits.
And that is... So that's a 11.
Damage?
Yep.
Okay.
Second shot is a 22.
Yes.
Hits.
Is...
13.
9 more damage, so 20 altogether.
He's done.
So this is a very...
Thanks,
Steve, this is the most challenging shot you've made in this encounter, because it's directly down. As you peer over and wind up, you almost lose your balance with how fast you feel you have to throw these things to connect before tragedy occurs, but... The spikes hit their mark in time and bury themselves. In a traditionally Steve cranial way. And no spear.
Hey, it's me, Steve.
And he staggers backwards. No spear is dead.
Nice.
Who's keeping count? Belleg, you're up next.
We only have Jenkins now, eh?
Yeah. Correct.
Yep.
Fuck my Jenkins.
What's up, Jenkins?
Hey, Jenkins. Okay, we all get in formation and snap.
Yeah. Let's dance fight advance on him.
Moonwalk him.
I am going to... I'm just going to melee attack again. And my stupid ass just remembered that I've also had this scimitar the whole time. So I'm going to... Hit him with both.
I thought you were doing a hexy stick for flavor.
I'm going to hit him with the hexy stick.
I like that you're spending the entire fight and then you look down on the scimitar at your belly.
That scimitar is like 1d6, man. It's good.
Oh, it's finesse. I'm going to hit him with both.
Oh, dude, scimitar, you can use your dexterity instead of strength, yeah?
Yep. Yeah, scimitar is dex. So I was using my hexy stick because I had +5 instead of +4 to hit. And... Right. +3 to 1d4 instead of +2 to 1d6.
It would have also broken your Harry Potter role-playing costume.
Yeah, well, now I'm going to hit him with the Hexy Blade, and then I'm going to hit him with the Scimitar. Yeah. I was like, oh, well, not that bad with my...
Your little wizard stick.
Yeah, so I'm going to hit him with both weapons.
Okay, as Jenkins turns around... From taking a piece of the half-orc, you come at him, Belleg. Roll him up.
And my hexy stick is only a 10.
Your scimitar is a single-handed weapon?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that thing big? Scimitar is 15.
15 hits, 10 does not.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah.
That's just 1d6 of slashing damage.
Correct.
And it's a 3 plus nothing because it's
not. Damn it.
It's okay. I'm still chipping away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the name of the game here is like we all do a little bit of damage.
That's the name of the game if your name's not Steve. Yeah.
The problem is we just talked about like Rook being able to do this, like take your own health and just crit someone. And now he's down to 1 and can't do it. Like, fuck. We could have totally just iced someone right off the bat.
So as Belleg kind of cheerfully says, oh, we're just chipping away at these guys here. Sure enough, Chip. Oh, he's feeling like he could take a swipe now that there's only one Noel and lots of you guys.
His pants dried off.
He gets a 3. And Kip. With the soiled pants. Has disadvantage because he's still frightened. On. And both of his rolls were shit. 9 and 4. So he takes the lower and neither of them are effective.
Yeah.
Both of them, you know, kind of like the guys in the back of the Spartan phalanx saying, yeah, yeah, go forward. Yeah, well, you're not engaging anybody. So they kind of move forward, but they're still 15 feet away from any Gnoll bodies. And Rook, right, you're up.
All right, well, got to go after Jenkins here.
Shank him.
So the first one's a 14, and the second one's an 18.
First one does not hit, second one connects with Noel.
So 1d6 plus 3, right? Yeah. So that second one is a 5 damage.
So 2 plus 3 gets you 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Jenkins is bloodied. Kaitoa, you're next.
Smashy, smashy. my rage is burnt, so
correct.
I no longer get the plus 2, but I still can reckless attack. So, 7.
I'd kill this guy, man, because if you don't, he's got one shot left.
Yeah. So 7 plus 5, which is 12.
I would fucking kill him.
And a 9 plus 5, or 13.
Against AC?
Yeah, 14.
It's against AC?
Yeah.
These gnolls have 15. Holy fuck.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Jenkins, out of his jerkin, pulls a small stabby dagger. And he's naturally going to try and finish off this half-orc. 13.
Miss.
Oh, fucking Christ. Right here. 14. Yeah.
Bloodhunter.
Oh, dude, when I saw that 13 come up, I have your guys' AC from last time memorized. Like, 13 beats a lot. Okay. Yeah. You know what happens?
Good job, Rick.
His stabbing dagger connects with your trunk of your body, your chest, but the gnoll hide armor you donned just before this encounter is thick enough.
Heck yeah.
And you don't take any damage. Steve, you're up.
All right.
Stab his brain, Steve. Stab him.
MVP goes to Steve.
Got one last spike, so I'm grabbing a dagger.
You had 11 to start. Yeah, that's kind of what I have you down to. You're not going to throw your personal shit. You're still throwing expendable ammo.
Yeah, so I've got one more spike, and I've got one of the daggers that I lifted off of the guards from the fortress. So I'm going to give those both to the gnoll.
Okay, launch it.
First throw. That's an 18.
That hits.
Seven. So that's going to be... I also marked him, so the bonus action mark.
Yep.
First hit is 8 plus the hunter's mark. Which is 5. So that's 13.
13. Won't hit.
13. So the first one hit, but the second one didn't. Okay,
second
damage
one
for the first.
Is, so the first one was 13 damage.
Holy shit.
Oh, damage.
Yeah,
what's
I rolled a 5
minimum,
on my hunter's mark.
What's your min possible damage? It must be like 5 or 6.
Hunter's mark and my main dagger.
Yeah.
Like the main throw. If you take hunter's mark away, I guess... Well, I guess I like throwing Hunter's Mark on.
Well, you got to.
1 plus 5 against humanoid.
So plus 5, yeah. So the min is 6. Yeah. Sweet. Okay, well, this guy, he had not enough HP to stand that. And Jenkins, last of the bunch, takes a Firbolg spike to the back in the, say, thoracic beating region. And he falls straight down, face first, into the dusty alleyway of Lot Murrow. And this encounter is concluded. Do recall, though, that you just killed 7 gnolls and that you initially saw 8.
Yeah.
Alpha gnoll number 2!
I wish I was level high enough that I could just look for him with my mind's eye.
Oh, no, Bloodhunter. Bloodhunter can hunt, like...
Fey shit.
Fey. Yeah, there's a couple other, and I didn't know what that meant. So I wanted to ask you guys, like, what can actually he hunt? What is Fey? What does that mean?
Okay, so traditionally... Fey are the dryads, the mystical, the children of the forest, if you want to use that analogy. Kind of dark, mysterious, mischievous, tricksy magic. in the forest. The Feywild plays a large role, you know, in various iterations of D&D. You know,
what
it's
about
like
fiends?
Fiends is totally different.
Like demons and shit.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Fiends you're getting into, and then demons and devils have their own distinction. But I mean, one interesting thing about this world that you guys are in is definitely that your character concepts of those things we just described, not so much fae, but particularly devils and demons, are not tangible. You don't think of devils and demons as something that you would walk up against to and encounter and share a beer with.
Okay, but yeah, Brandon can't like track or hunt them right now, so he can't find that guy. Okay.
Are Noel fae? Noel are not fae, regardless.
Yeah.
Oh, they're humanoids.
They're humanoid kind of, pack.
Okay. So, I guess encounter's over. We gotta close this door.
Yeah, I gotta rest and recover.
And fortify. Yeah.
I don't think we're gonna have a chance to rest right now.
Yeah, but still, everyone's gotta get inside. We gotta get this door shut.
Yeah, I agree.
I think everyone bands together to close this second door and lock it.
I just kick the guards in if they're still dumbfounded.
Kip and Chip, let's roll for... I think Kip's fine. Kip's fine. Chip is also fine. Chip is over his... he is no longer stunned. But both of them, Beleg, as you sort of come up to them... You know, I guess to exert some authority, both of them immediately are shying away from you and your companions.
Mana!
Who are you really? Says Kip.
And I say, is it really important?
My god, you're bloody murderers. You made gnoll meat out of those gnolls.
Murderers. I yell at him like, we just saved your life.
Yep. Don't worry about it. We're heroes, not murderers.
Kip says, I've got a bad feeling. Gnolls have never been inside the walls.
Okay, let's move. We need to... either find an exit or find some sort of healing and rest.
Yeah, that's good.
Can we ask them, like, is there like a maester or a sorcerer or anyone here who might be able to...
Well, I'm going to do a quick perception check to see if that eighth knoll is anywhere.
Okay.
Inside. Or look for like any signs of them.
Okay, so Beleg, do you want to go up kind of peer into the castle courtyard?
Like inside the castle walls.
Yeah, you can go up and peek into there.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go up, you see a large courtyard. It's empty except for, it looks like, 3 to 4townsguard bodies. This is a fairly well-constructed castle compared to the rest of Lotmorrow. As the courtyard tapers around to the left and to the right behind the castle, it's a very featureless courtyard. You don't see any gnolls. You don't even need to roll perception for that.
Okay.
Can we look around and see if there's like a... Like the doors are still open, aren't they?
Yeah.
The gate? Can we look around and see, is there anything we can see to... close that second door and the first door fully?
The second door, the door on the right, the southern door, is the same as the other door. You know, it could clearly be closed by massive effort.
Is there not like a wheel or like a something that is like a mechanism to close it?
You can go inside the tower and check it out.
Steve's up there. You could... Definitely
Steve is on top of the tower, and I was wondering, Steve, are you still staying up there and playing Crow's Nest?
I'm also sussing out the situation from the top. I mean, I'm running low on ammunition,
yep.
So.
Yep. And this is not too far away to here, so you're all within earshot. So yeah, if you're looking for some kind of mechanism?
Yeah, to close the gates.
Yep. I guess I'll pick up Steve's ammo in the meantime.
Kaitoa, you're hunting for some ammo, Brandon.
Yeah, I just start picking up shit.
You go inside and you do see something that looks like the lower quarter of a wheel. You know, as in there's probably more wheel behind this aperture, but coming towards you, you see the spokes of a large wheel.
Large wheel. I can just turn it and try to close the door.
You know, Jesus, I see your thing here. You say at 15, your half-orc is, what, the 350 pounds?
He's a big boy.
A large lad.
He's a big boy.
Is he like six or something?
He's 6'4".
Yeah, sure. You can try and you can go ahead and turn this thing on your own, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
The moment you start turning it, you realize yes, this is a pulley system that has made the doors come to in a way that immediately momentum is being built, and you guys on the cusp of the doorway, sure enough, see the door starting to close. So Brandon, at the moment you're closing yourself inside to the castle keep. But slowly.
I instantly see the door move and Robin, how many daggers have I picked up?
And I roll a D10.
A 9.
Yeah. And 2 were hidden in the dust. So you picked up 7 of Steve's throwing spikes.
Yeah, and I book it back inside the door. As I notice it starting to move, I just run inside.
Okay, so you guys are going, actually sort of looking towards the door. Yeah.
And then obviously I notice the door moving, so I'm looking to see who's moving it. Steve, I instantly just say, hey, here's your 7 daggers.
Well, I'm up on top of the...
Yeah, but I leave them like at the entry of the door where you can see them, and I go help Rook for sure, pushing the.
Yeah, I mean, if I rejoin you, just don't worry about it. Keep them on you. I'll come collect.
Oh, really?
Sweet. Yeah.
Then you distance high five Steve for like, killing fucking.
I expected you to come down and meet with us, but if you're gonna stay up top, then yes, I'll hold on.
I'm staying up top just for the moment. I think.
Sweet. For some reason, I thought you were just coming down. We were all like, whew, you know, like high five.
Thrown everything, but I've got like 3 daggers left. And my fancy dagger, which I'm not.
I thought you were out. Yeah.
Anytime soon. I'm out of the metal spikes for sure.
I think like Rook, like everyone's got a Rook to the back. Don't do shit.
No.
Yeah.
Can't. The only thing that like, can't, like if I do end up taking some sort of a hit, I do have my kind of, what is that there, the endurance, the relentless endurance.
What does that do?
It's when I'm reduced to 0 hit points but not killed outright.
You get a 1.
Yeah.
Ooh. Did you just use that or do you still have
it? I haven't used it at all. No.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Okay. Well, at least then we know that, like, if everyone else is dead, you get 1, like, super big attack.
Let's not think about that situation. Yeah.
I think we'll be fine, but we gotta protect you. Just, stay back, man.
Yeah. No, I've taken a few blows.
What's everyone's, like, HP at now?
Do you have the ability to use a longbow?
Yeah, me too.
I'm still trying to...
Sorry, Tomo, what was that?
Did he use a longbow?
Oh, does he have a bow? Brent? Rook, do you have a bow?
Well, I could go get that longbow.
Yeah. Sweet.
You can shoot arrows from the back.
That's the answer right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so... what is your next course of action, you four?
I'm gonna run for that longbow.
Okay. So it's body looting time. Modus operandi.
Are there any null corpses that have ended up inside the gate?
Yeah, for sure.
Can we loot some? I want to loot some.
I mean, there's the one that Steve took down. on the inside of the court. Oh, sorry. So what have you guys decided? You got Kip and Chip and Beleg sort of very much on the outside of the keep doors at the moment.
Caleb ran in. Like, I'm not going to close the door on him, right?
So you stopped in closing and the door.
When I did a perception, I was meaning to, like, go in there as well.
Okay. Steve, can I get you to do a 360-degree survey of your surroundings, as I'm sure you would do, and roll a perception check?
That is not super awesome, but I got an 11.
It's one of these roll to remember things almost. Okay, I'll give this to you, Steve. If you can remember something, then you'll know something new about it. Right when you guys started this encounter and you first took a look back at the west gate, you noticed something about the torches. What was it?
There was a lot of light coming from the west.
Good enough. They were burning brighter than they should have been. And as you look back, they are definitely burning brighter than they should have been. There is a fire clearly engulfing the area around the Smithy District and the West Gate that you guys have not visited, really.
Okay.
And you go and get that longbow, Brandon.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna standard corpse looting procedure. You don't find anything on him other than his armor and weapons.
Does he have any extra arrows that I'm?
Yeah. What's the?
Like, I want to grab the arrows. Quiver.
He's got about 15 arrows. And it's a decent longbow. All the properties of a longbow.
Perfect. I'm gonna grab all that.
The longbow.
The longbow and the arrows.
What's the range on it? It's like 500 at disadvantage.
Oh, it's a bazillion hundred.
But like
160 feet.
100 and something.
150 to 160. It's a great weapon. It's a great weapon.
Sweet. Okay.
It's fucking nuts.
That bow kicked ass.
Shots. Ballard would like to poke around the nearest gnoll corpse to him if there's anything interesting.
These guys have your standard kind of, it's a rusty, curved type short blade. And if you're going full corpse looting, they do have small interior pockets to their armor and to their jerkins, especially Jenkins, who has a coin purse. And it's jingling. So you grab that.
I'll take that.
Robin?
I have the Alpha coin purse and Jenkins coin purse now.
Yep.
I'd like to do a history check.
Yes.
Based on my service, working for lords, being a headsman, I think I know my way around a castle. And I'm pretty sure I know where I think hidden exit from a throne room, or like usually how castles go. I think I would know my way to guess at finding one.
Okay, like, roll it up.
Roll a wisdom for a possible exit of a place to potentially look. Oh, it sucks.
Does not compute. 404.
No, it's terrible.
I'm not so even you were sorry. Thinking, what skill were you using?
Or, sorry, history.
History.
But, yeah.
You have a -1 to history.
Yeah, I still wanted to try.
Rightly so. Yeah. Well, nobody can blame you for trying, but from all appearances, it's just a two-story type castle with arrow slits.
Hey, Rob, I'm going to drop down.
Right now, okay, Steve, you're using that grappling hook to drop down?
Dropping down, I'm running out of ammo. Okay. And if I can find any daggers on any corpses, I'll take them. I'm also going to, once I get down to the bottom, unhook that grapple hook and take the rope.
Fuck, I knew you would, Steve. Yeah. Good for you. You have a grappling hook?
I've made that mistake.
I have a grappling hook.
How'd you get the grappling hook to ungrappling once you rappelled down?
Pretty simple procedure of just like whipping the rope.
Indiana Jones whip.
Okay.
Yeah. And with enough chance and a decent enough whip.
Hey guys, you can have it as long as you can explain it.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, so you have dropped down. You got a nice grappling hook. It's well made.
Yeah. Nice.
That'd be awesome.
Okay. Where are we going, guys?
I gotta say, Kip and Chip are now back into sort of catatonic mode as you guys like wrote sort of loot bodies quickly. Steve rappels down. They are shocked to see this trash poncho man come down, and they're back to being very non-emotive and non-communicative.
Did we bar the door?
At the moment, I assume you guys have not finished closing the doors.
Yeah, so
we close them
I go right to finishing putting the door closed. And barring it.
I'm interested in getting those guards in.
Yeah.
Belleg is no longer under the impression they can help us in any way.
I think they made it in, did they not?
They are still outside. Are you... what are you doing with Kip and Chip?
Oh, fuck them.
Got me a sacrificial lamb.
You close the doors, and...
I just start pushing. They can move if they want. I just start closing.
Baker's probably be like, hey, come on.
Until someone tells me to stop, I just start pushing the door.
Okay, so yeah, a couple of you are motioning. Jeez, this is tough. Steven Kaitoa, you seem to be exuding some type of humanity. Can you roll either a persuasion?
We're in another room pushing a wheel. We don't know they're like standing out there
Steve is exercising humanity, not
Kaitoa. Yeah. Steve seemed to exercise, but you're going to have to persuade these guys, Steve. Can you roll persuasion?
Guys, it's cold outside. Come on in. Let's go in the house. I'm not very good at this, so they're probably gonna die in the cold.
A roll of persuasion check, man.
Hey, stupid and stupid. Come on, let's go. Whoa! Yeah! I rolled a 7.
So trying to catch their attention, sort of clown-like. Yeah. Luckily, these guys have extremely low...
they are sheep.
Jim Carrey, Jeff Bridges, let's go. Come on.
At the moment, both of them look at you, Steve, with a kind of shrug of the shoulder. And Kip says, who are you guys exactly? You seem like some sort of wizard clan. God at all. And he's looking past Steve to Belleg, who's standing over a Knoll corpse. And 15 feet away, Belleg, Kip, the slightly less slow one, is calling
the
you.
The door is closing.
And he's the door is closing.
What did he say?
He said he thinks you guys are a bunch of wizards or warlocks, and he's starting to have his suspicions about Numbar. Really strange-looking people, not at all like a town's guard.
Okay, I wink at them, snap my fingers, and I change my disguise self to a dwarf.
Oh, you should have turned yourself into one of them.
Okay, you turn yourself into a dwarf. You did see a couple of those fighting dwarves in the market. So, sure, that's not out of the ordinary. So you did that right in front of them as they were looking at you.
Yeah.
I'm putting them full catatonic.
Yeah, okay, you're essentially going to overwhelm them with persuasion. Well, you better roll either performance. This is performance.
Yeah, I'll do it. All right, where's my performance?
I mean, it's charisma, right?
Corpse, yeah.
So plus 2 or something.
Plus 3.
Plus
That's a one.
Okay, these guys are now more freaked out. You guys are fucking wizards! And they run off into the night.
All right, see you later. I
didn't need them anyways.
Rob, did I find any more funky daggers on these hyena guys?
As you drop down the couple of hyena corpses that have already been, you know, pawed over, they don't yield any new weapons or results.
Belleg would...
Are you guys closing the gates?
Yeah, me and Caleb went
past. I believe we were closing them.
Oh, shit.
Belleg okay. startled the two guards. We were in the process of closing them, trying to get them in, but so now they can't get in. And but in the meanwhile, we're like closing the doors yep. the whole time.
Yeah, okay. They ran away.
So you and Rook
they're locked
and
out.
Kaitoa,
yeah.
you have both gone on this wheel, and the door slammed shut.
We have no idea this is even going on. We're just like
yep.
two monkeys turning a wheel.
And Steve and Belleg, your brief interaction with the guards there ended in a fearsome way for these guards. They're off into the night.
They're
back
frozen
towards the market, as far as you can tell.
Yeah, fingers crossed they get killed by some gnolls. They can't tell anyone.
Savage.
No, we did our due diligence.
Savage. Holy fuck.
No, okay. That's chaotic neutral.
Yep. Yeah, I'm jealous. Had I known, I would have tried to save them, but I'm jealous of that cold move.
I would like to I'd like to search the castle or the keep here.
You have a castle to explore, guys. What yep. a surprise. Yeah,
I want to go upstairs because that's usually where the more important people hang out.
I don't know, guys. The torches were getting brighter and brighter.
Yeah,
something's coming for this castle. We need a way out.
Are we talking or are we talking as players or characters?
Right I now? Assume you guys are talking as characters right now. Sounds like
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, we are talking as characters.
Those aren't torches. It's just the town that's on fire right now.
But what's lighting that town on fire? Getting closer and closer and closer.
It's not the torches. The town's on fire. Yeah, there's
a second wave of more enemies.
We've got the gate closed.
Yeah, but I mean, they still got in. The gate was closed when we got here. They were already inside.
Yeah, let's look around.
Yeah, but now we got a wall in between us and that fire, so we're all right.
All right. Neutral party leads. I'm just throwing it out there. But if party wants to go inside this castle and loot, let's go inside and castle and loot.
I want to see if we can
onward. In. Let's go.
Oh, hey, can I have a little spikes back, please?
Yep. I give Steve the 7 railway ties that I picked up.
And you're the best robot.
Thanks. Yeah.
The dwarf thing was just a ruse. I'm gonna cast disguise self as a halfling.
You don't want to be a dwarf the rest of the night?
No, because I'm thinking about Telchains. If he's in here, he's like the Lord.
Yep.
If he's in here, I want to look like a halfling in like servant's garb. Somebody that he'd expect to be in the castle.
A little like a halfling butler.
Yeah. Yeah.
As you guys start to, especially you, Belleg, as you start to get out of the thrill of battle and the adrenaline wears off and you start accessing that information you just learned about Lord Telchain, the halfling, all of you, roll a constitution saving throw, a poison check. Because at this moment, it's sort of another 3-hour period.
Belleg rolled a 13.
Yeah, I got a 13 too.
Don't get below a 10.
Ooh, nice. I got a 17.
Good.
Nice. 13 for Belleg Kaitoa. 17 for Rook.
I got a 9.
9 for Steve.
Oh, Steve. Okay,
he's looking at twigs.
at this exact moment, you know, especially as you're deciding at this juncture where your interests lie. And Beleg, you were suggesting to have a quick peek in this strange castle.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Hey, yeah. Before we do that, yep. Can I do know that there is that eighth knoll.
Yep.
That somehow disappeared. I'm going to track humanoids because I'm super awesome at that.
Fuck. You haven't done that yet.
I want to see where the footprints of that eighth. Because I know there was the fight, but there's definitely going to be tracks for an eighth.
Yeah, natural explorer. Yeah. Track humanoids. Okay. So, yeah, you certainly saw where he came from. What do you do? Is this just an ability that you exercise, or do you want to roll something?
So for tracking, I roll on survival.
Okay.
Because he's a humanoid, I get advantage on that tracking roll.
And you are +4 with advantage to roll 2d20 +4 and take the higher.
Yep.
For survival, yeah. Yeah, that's the case.
So he nails it.
14. That's the best roll.
Including the +4?
I rolled a 7 and I rolled a 10.
Okay, I actually need to consult. I sort of have it in my mind where that DC should be, but now I got to consult something.
Tearing me apart, Robin.
Okay, track. Follow an abandoned or forgotten trail. Track a creature through a forest. Track a creature over barren terrain. Track a creature.
I'm kind of looking for the tracks that have left the combat. Most of them have run away the other way.
Follow a well-known a creature. Okay. And what'd you roll? You said a
14 altogether.
Yeah, it's DC of 10.
Yeah.
Lot Murrow, as we've described, is, you know, it's not spick and span. There's tracks. And you can see that this knoll sped around the castle. You'd have to follow the tracks further. But there's clear knoll tracks where they get onto all fours and just beat it like their animal hyena counterparts.
Does Kaitoa see this?
He sees Steve looking at tracks. You are definitely
attracted. I do my jinkies.
If Steve like looks up like they're going somewhere, I look at Steve and say, like, he's fleeing. That's an exit.
He's going off this other direction. We can follow this if you want.
He's getting the fuck out of here. He's leaving. So if we want an exit, if we want to like loot the castle, that's one thing. But if we want an exit,
okay. So you can go around the back of the castle. You know, the courtyard is obviously where it faces. Dead bodies are. The knoll tracks lead around the northwest.
Oh, they lead around to the back of the castle.
Yep. And the main entrance is facing you. It's an extremely large, you know, over sort of 20-foot large entrance. It is on equal height with the walls around. It's a very imposing building, despite being quite small in terms of footprint. In fact, in terms of height, it almost dwarfs its footprint from a casual onlooker. Very imposing, but only two stories. This main entrance is in front of you. The knoll tracks lead around to the northwest.
Yeah. That's up to you guys. What do you want to do?
Well, I do like the idea of a way of escape, but I also want some answers. I think the person who can probably help us.
Okay, in we go.
Castle.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Want to follow the tracks and see if there's an exit first, or do you want to...
Up to you guys.
Problem with a gnoll escaping is that, like Sand People, he brings back more gnolls.
And that is where we will have to leave you until the next time on Dungeons and Blackguards. Hello, everyone. This is DM Robulon. You know my voice. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We're now on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, and wherever else you slay your podcasts.